There is a lot. One of the main tasks we do is certify and do death certificates, determining cause of matter. We also work with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
The coroner in Oconee County, Ed Carson, had the occasion to catch up with him. A couple of weeks ago, a candidates forum there. He's running unopposed. Another term to be coroner in Oconee County. The coroner in Athens-Clarke County, Sonny Wilson, announcing some months ago that he'd not be seeking another term in office, hence an open seat. A seat that will be a race that will be decided 6 weeks from today, May 21st, the election day. And this is not a primary. This is the election. A couple of Democrats, and only Democrats, qualifying for this race. William Galdon is one, and we'll reach out to him, afford him the opportunity to have his say. But with us this morning is Michael Eberhardt, candidate for coroner, Athens-Clarke County. Michael Eberhardt, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Athens-Clarke County. Thank you all for having me on this morning.
Tell me why you want to be the coroner.
Okay. I've been in the funeral business for over 40 years. I'm a licensed embalmer, licensed funeral director, so the coroner position kind of fits right hand in hand with what I do
and
what I was looking for.
And you jump into this race, as we say, with Sonny Wilson not seeking another term here. What's your understanding of, you say, okay, this fits into what I do. Obviously, you work in funeral homes and explaining that to us. But beyond that, there are certain things that coroners will do that go above and beyond what you folks in the funeral homes do on a daily basis. What's your understanding of what that job is and entails?
I guess the main thing is when you get that call, you go out to, the call is, and you make sure that you're like a county investigator. You investigate the cause of death to the best of your knowledge. I will be receiving training for the position, and I also hope that we'll be working with Sonny Wilson to learn more about the coroner position.
Yeah, Michael Eberhardt, candidate for coroner. It's funny, I had the occasion, I sat down, a cup of coffee with Sonny Wilson, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, and was talking about this job and the qualifications for it. The long and short of it is I know you probably know Michael Eberhardt, I can be the coroner. I can run, I can be elected, I can become the coroner, but after that, as you mentioned, is the training that goes into it. Now, you'd have a head start on a lot of folks having worked in funeral homes for years, but even beyond that, there would be things you'd need to know to actually become certified and do the job once you're elected to that job. But my understanding of it, and listen, I've worked around them for a number of years, it can be, as you well know, pretty grim stuff, and it's one of those jobs that I'm sure is not for everybody. For lack of a better way to ask the question, what about this job, and there are going to be some tough moments in it, what about this job would be appealing to you?
I think just working for the public in the funeral business, you get a chance to meet a lot of people and help a lot of people that's going through a tough time. I've seen a lot of different cases in my life over my 40 years in funeral service, and I've dealt with a lot of families that's going through grief. So if I'm able to just help that family just a little bit, my goal and my aim will be met.
And you would bring that same approach to being the coroner?
Exactly. That same approach that I would treat my family with, I would treat these people with the same courtesy.
And again, that big part of this job, the job that most of us know about, or the part of the job that most of us know about and hear about it, is when you're called to that crime scene, something horrific has happened, maybe an accident scene, a car crash or something. And listen, these are not always, there's not always dainty. I mean, you're always are frequently showing up to some pretty graphic scenes. And you must have seen some of that in your years working in the funeral home business. As I say, Michael Eberhardt, this job ain't for everybody.
No, it's not. Even the funeral business is not for everybody. So that's something that you really got to love to do. And I love the funeral business. And like I say, I've seen a lot of stuff over my life period in the funeral business because, like I say, both jobs work hand in hand because what the coroner see, eventually the funeral home will see the same thing.
Mm. Another part of this that's probably not for everybody, certainly not for me, now you got to go out and be, I don't use the word lightly here, you have to go out and be a politician for a little bit, at least for the next 6 weeks. You got to go ask people to vote for you. What's it like to campaign, and campaign specifically for this job? It's one thing to run for mayor or something else to run for sheriff. You're asking people to elect you coroner. What's campaigning been like for you so far?
that's a good question. Campaign has been great because I like funeral business. I got a chance to meet a lot of people. Like got a chance to go a lot of places that I probably wouldn't have gone. A place that I'm going to go in the near future that I wouldn't have probably gone also. So it's just been it's been a lot of fun for me. Hmm. No pressure. Like I said, people have been real nice and kind and very helpful to me on this campaign journey.
Michael Eberhardt, candidate for Corner. Again, a Democrat in the opposition in the race from William Galdon. So this is a race. I always have to explain this because there's no Republicans, so we're not going to settle this in November. This will be settled in May. The early voting will start on April 29th. You mentioned 40 years, I think you said, in the funeral home. How did you get into this business in the first place? Was it a family business? How did you get into this business?
We have a family business in Winder, Georgia, Eberhardt and Son Mortuary. My cousin, the late Charlie Eberhardt, actually trained me. So like I say, I started well over 40 years ago before I actually went to Mortuary College in Atlanta, Georgia. So like I say, I've been at this for a long time.
I'm about to, because this just came flying in, a question from a listener, and I'm about to answer it, and I think I'm going to get this right, and if I'm not, please correct me. But my understanding, the listener wants to know, is the coroner, is that a full-time job? My understanding is no, but there's an effort to turn it into one. Is that the way you understand it?
That's exactly how I'm understanding it right now, yes.
In conversation with not just Sonny Wilson, but Ed Carson and other coroners over the years, I mean, it is. It's one of those that is legitimately, just in terms of the hours that you will put in, and you'll find this out if you get yourself elected, the hours that you'll put in will effectively be full-time, but it is not considered a full-time position. My understanding is that's something that I assume the legislature would have to make the change, and I know there's an effort afoot to get that change implemented here. I'm assuming, you tell me, don't let me put words in your mouth, would you be supportive of changing it to a full-time position?
I'd be very much for that. Be at the pass because I think the coroner position is a 365-day, 24-hour job. So I think it needs to be a full-time job.
Yeah, 365 days, and again, as you know, in the funeral home business, you know this already. I'll get notes from the coroners here or there, or some other place on Christmas Day. Because things happen, and that's again part of the job. Michael Eberhardt, candidate for coroner, the election to be decided on May 21st. Again, the early voting, 3 weeks of it, starting on April 29th. William Galdon, the other candidate in this race, will reach out to him, or he can reach in to me, because that's how this works. You folks who are running for office out there, don't wait for me. Now, you come find me, send me notes, give me a call, any number of ways to reach out to me, and we'll make every effort to get you on our program if that is, in fact, where you want to be. Michael Eberhardt, best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.